Uncle Joey Weatherby's arrival in New York City, made by Mr. Cal Stewart at a Sun Record. Well, sir, I suppose I had just about all the time of getting here to New York to see you folks. I'll hardly ever hear tell on. I was riding along on the tears of coming here. I had a ticket in my hat. Well, I put my head out the window to look at something, and wind blew the hat off, and I lost the doggone old ticket. Conductor made me buy another one. I had to buy two tickets to ride once, but I fooled him. He don't know a thing about it, and when he finds it out, he'll be just about the maddest conductor on the Pennsylvania Railroad. I got a round-trip ticket, and I ain't a-going back. Well, when I walked off the ferry boat down here, now I don't remember the name of the street, but anyhow, when I walked off, I commenced to think I was just about the best-looking old feller that ever come to New York City. A lot of fellers down there with buggies and carriages, and just the minute they seen me, they all commenced to holler hands to me. I said to one of them, "Can you haul me up to the Sturdy Vessing Hotel?" And I never heard a feller stutter like that feller did in my life. He said, yes, sir. Well, I says, "How much will you charge me?" And he said, "50 cents. Well, I got in the buggy or carriage, whatever you call it, and we started out. And when we stopped, we was away up the other end of the island, up near Fort George someplace. And I said to him, "Why, this ain't the Sturdy Vessing Hotel." And he said, No, sir. Well, I says, "Why didn't you let me out the hotel like I told you?" And he said, "Because the cuckoo couldn't say whoa, whoa, whoa quick enough."